Good morning and welcome to Piedmont United Methodist Church on this 20th Sunday after Pentecost, which is close to the end of October. Thank you for joining us here and also online. God has given us another day to live in this world, and God has blessed us with a lot of blessings throughout this week. Let us be thankful for that, the good health and strength that we have, and the opportunity to do His work one more day in this world, to love others, to love God. The announcements are in the second page. Those are the regular announcements in the bulletin that you can follow with me. The food bank, we are still continuing to do that collection. There's a bin at the back. You can donate in kind or cash. The book is available for available for sale. And the art class will be next third Saturday, November 19 at 10 a.m. Yesterday we had a great class. I want to show you something that people did. These are the things that we make. So please come join us. You will never know what you can do. And it's a very relaxing time. You get your mind off of your daily bills and stuff that you don't want to see. So it's something that Wayne is really doing a good job with us. We are progressing a lot, don't you think?
Amen.
This, guess who did this?
You did it.
I didn't do it. I did this one. Vicky did this, right? Okay, we'll continue to do more as we get. But all the supplies are here. You don't have to bring anything. Just come in. So come on in. We'll see. And next month, the Hispanic Church will join us for the class too. So they're lining up their kids to join us. So please join, have a good time of fellowship and a art class. I know it's a little cold here in the sanctuary because we don't have the heat. Last week, if you were not here, some of you were not here, we had in the furnace. So they came, we had to delay our service for about 20 minutes before the Atlanta Gaslight came, and they could not fix anything. They said we have to replace the whole furnace. So we are looking at other options rather than spending $5,000 or $6,000 to replace an old unit, and it's still going to be old. The system is old. So we are trying to get wall units for just the heat. The air conditioning still works. So we are looking at some of the options. Maybe we can put a couple of wall units. We need only like a few Sundays in the year. So let's see how that goes. And please pray for that we can find the right solution for it. So please bear with us. It's not that cold today, but you know, probably as we get to the winter, it might be colder.
It's going to be colder.
We'll see what we can do. The third Thursday lunch is going to be November 17th at 1 p.m. in Golden Corral. And please join for that good time of fellowship and lunch. And then the charge conference is today at 2 p.m. at New Hope United Methodist Church. Those of you who are planning to go, please, you have the address there. We can meet there. We have only 2 hours left between our service and getting there. So grab some lunch and quickly get there, whoever wants to go. Our attendance and collections are listed there. That's from the previous Sunday, because last Sunday we were not able to get everything done because of the gas leak. We will publish that as next week. Are there any other announcements?
I have one.
Yes, yeah. Ms. Lou has another announcement. You can stay there.
Yeah, my mouth is big enough. I think everybody can hear me. I received an email from Mildred Smith at the United Methodist District Conference. And it says, Surviving Holiday Grief Workshop, Sunday, November the 6th, from 3 to 5 p.m. at the Gainesville First United Methodist Recreation Hall. Are you or someone you know facing the holidays without someone you love? Through live presentation, panel discussion, video, songs, and rituals, this workshop will help to prepare your heart and mind for navigating these days with family and friends. Families are encouraged to attend together. This educational event is free and open to the community. Information about grief support groups in the community will be available part of the workshop. Register online at glfumc.com/event or by contacting Mildred Smith at the Gainesville United Methodist Church at 770-536-2341. And it's located at the Gainesville First United Methodist Church, 2780 Thompson Bridge Road, Gainesville, Georgia. If anybody wants to attend this, you can have this information, and I can give you the information. You can go online, or either you can call and register. Thank you.
Are you going?
I'm planning on going.
Yeah, that's November 6th, Sunday, from 3 to 5 at Gainesville United Methodist Church Reception Hall. This is about grief workshop. Those of you who are going through the situation of grief, especially during these holidays, with somebody that you miss during this time because they passed away. It's a very good event to attend because it's networking with similar people and you have some benefit.
You contact me and...
Yeah, Miss Lou will be in contact on that. Thank you, Miss Lou, for that announcement. Next Sunday, we will have the last Sunday, Celebration Sunday, and we'll have the lunch after service. The Hispanic Church will also join us for that, so please bring your food, and we'll have a time of fun and fellowship after service next Sunday. Miss Lou will be preaching again next Sunday. Last Sunday, we are only 5 people after all that gas leak and problems, so we are delayed. So she is going to be preaching again next Sunday. Another reason is that I have a procedure that I have to do medically tomorrow. So depending on the result of that, I may or may not be able to come here. I've tried to come here, but they said it's going to be outpatient, hopefully. But if they keep me overnight or a couple of days, depending on, it's about my heart. But I will get to that when we get to the prayer section. So Miss Lou will be preaching and leading the service next week. Are there any other announcements? Anything else anybody wants to bring up? The parking lot is still not done. That was scheduled for, when was it, last?
Monday.
Monday? Monday, yeah. They could not get here. They rescheduled it for November 10th. So hopefully we'll get that before the winter gets in really bad. So we are still doing the signage there. Those of you who want to plant flowers, it's ready to go. So bring your flowers or plants and you can start planting. Harry and Jan. Okay, Harry and Jan joined. And Martha is also online. Good morning. Okay, if there are no other announcements, let us continue worshiping God. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. If you are able, stand for the opening hymn, All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name. 154, we will sing 1, 2, and 6.
Crowning Lord of all. join the everlasting song and crown Him Lord of all. We'll join the everlasting song and crown Him Lord of all.
Please be seated. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, we thank you for this opportunity that you have given us to gather in your name to worship you. We thank you for the good health and strength you have given us in our bodies to get up this morning to see one more day in our lives. We thank you for your gift of grace of salvation that you gave to us through your Son Jesus Christ. We thank you for everything that you give us, Lord. It is all because of you and not because of us. Heavenly Father, thank you for the opportunity you give us to worship you with all the saints in this world and angels in heaven. God the Father, you send your precious Son to be the light of this world. So shine in us, Lord, through Jesus Christ, so that we can be a shining light to this world. The Holy Spirit that you sent for us to empower us to be your witnesses, Lord, to live in righteousness, and give us a thirst to spread your love every day. Help us to worship you in truth and in spirit, O God. Let your presence bless us and comfort us today as we go from this place, that the Holy Spirit will empower us. Help us, Lord, to receive your word and your blessing today with humility and obedience. We thank you for your presence in our midst. Bless each and every one of us, Lord. Let your name be lifted up and your people be blessed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Let us greet each other in Christian love at this time.
Did you get my one for this one?
Yeah.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
You'll be food in
Target? Yeah, it's going out really well. Better than I hoped.
Hey, good idea where you're from. I know.
Yeah, real cool.
These games I'm not interested in.
By myself. Yeah. I always back it.
Sure.
You never know when you're back.
I
have to shoot out.
You
got it. That's
hard.
You put that in the water.
You
thank you.
We have Martha and we'll skip the hymn that is written there. We could not practice it for some reasons, and she's getting coughing too much. So we thought we'll skip that hymn. And we'll go to responsive reading, Psalm 121, which is the same psalm we read last Sunday, 844 in your hymnal, page 844.
I lift up my eyes to the hills. From whence does my help come?
My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth.
The Lord will not let your foot be moved. The Lord will keep you. You will not slumber.
Behold, the one who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep.
The Lord is your keeper.
The Lord is your shade at your right hand.
The sun shall not smite you by day,
nor the moon by night.
The Lord will keep you from all evil and will keep your life.
The Lord will keep your going and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore.
The word of God for the peoples of God.
Thanks be to God. It's our time that we share our concerns and our blessings together and lift them up to the throne of grace of God, and let us share our blessings so that we can thank God for the blessings that we received, and at the same time let us bring up our concerns and burdens together and lift them up to God's throne of grace, that God will answer our prayers according to His time and His will. The regular prayer requests are at the back of the bulletin if you want to follow that with me at the bottom. Please continue to pray for these items and these people listed there in your regular prayers. Carol is getting better, but some days are not good, some days are good. So it depends on how the day is. Let's continue to pray for her for a complete recovery. Can she walk with that leg anymore? No.
It's going to be another month before she gets out of the wheelchair.
Mm. At least. Yeah, please keep Carol and Wayne in our prayers, and continue to pray for Martha as she's proceeding with her round of chemo. Martha, how are you doing?
I had chemo again this week, but I'm doing pretty good.
Very good. Nice to hear that. Let us continue to pray that she'll be strengthening her body and her spirit. And George Vergis, my friend, he's getting better. So he still have one tube left before he can, they have to take it out before he can start eating through the mouth. So please keep him in our prayers, and his wife has been taking care of him. And I will be doing a procedure for my heart tomorrow. I don't know if you all remember that we have been trying to find what's wrong with me for a long time. Last January, I had to go to the emergency for a discomfort in my chest, and they kept me overnight and did a lot of tests. I mean, everything about heart they did. They didn't find anything. There's so many EKGs and the stress test and ultrasound and everything. And they told me to go home. They couldn't find anything with the heart. So they sent me, you know, you may want to go to a GI doctor. So we went to the GI doctor. The GI doctor could not find anything, and he did an endoscopy and all kinds of stuff, and he said it's nothing to do with your GI problem. But the symptoms never came back that bad after that. It came on and off. I work out, I swim, I don't have any problems. But swimming has lately got me a little tired. But it kept me concerned about it, because what was causing this? You know, lo and behold, last month I went to Evangeline's doctor's appointment with her, to the cardiologist, and he is the same cardiologist who sees me. So well, she, after her was checked out, I told him, "Doctor, nobody can find what was the problem that caused that, but I'm still concerned. It doesn't bother me that much, but I'm worried about it." He said, "Well, let me do one more test." So he sent me for a CAT scan of my heart. The last, probably that's the only thing that you do before you go to. In that test, it came out that there are some blocks or some narrowing of my artery. Yeah, that's what he's thinking. So tomorrow they are doing an angio, the cardiac catheter session. We don't know yet. Oh. So once they go through the cardiac catheter session, they will see if I need a stent or not. So that's what I'm doing tomorrow. So depending on if I need the stent, I will be able to come back after 2 days. But if they put a stent, I think you should have to rest for a week or so. That's why Miss Lou will be preaching next Sunday anyway. So I told her to step in and do it. So please keep me in our prayers. And she's been with me going back and forth with the doctors and nurses. And he started a cough for the last 3 days. I don't think they'll let her in anymore with that cough. So she has been coughing all night. So please pray for her as well. God is good, and we trust in His grace as we has been faithful. So let us pray for all of these people. Let us continue to pray. Anything else that anybody wants to call out?
Will you be in the hospital or an out procedure tomorrow?
That's what they're hoping, for an outpatient in 2 hours.
Forsyth Hospital?
Yeah, it's Forsyth Hospital. That's where Wayne went, that's where Carol went, so we are familiar with the rooms there. I've been there so many times. That's a nice place there, so I'm very comfortable on that. Thank you for your prayers, and please keep us in our prayers as well. Anything else?
I would like to ask you to pray for the Hales family down in Mississippi. The two young boys were going to work on Wednesday morning, and they had an accident. They had on the boy got killed.
H-A-L.
And the other lady got involved. She was a young girl. She was on her way to school, and she got all broke up. Came in the curves on the wrong side of the road.
Mm-hmm. Please keep the Hale family. That they're
two brothers, both of them got killed.
So both of them killed. Oh, wow. So please keep that family in our prayers for the during this grief time.
They were relatives, just friends.
Continue to pray for our nation during this election time, that God will bring up the right leaders for our country and our president and all the lawmakers who make decisions. Let us also pray for our service workers, and let us be thankful for their services and be praying for their families as well. If there are no other prayer requests, let us go to God in prayer. Spend a few moments in silent prayer, then I will close with a summarized prayer. Let us pray. The scripture says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." Loving Heavenly Father, we thank you this time that you have given us as your children to come before you to pray for our needs as well as to intercede for the needs of others. Thank you, God, for the gift of life with all the joys and blessings, giving us the strength and health in our bodies to get up every day to do the work that you asked us to do. Bless us. Thank you for giving us all the physical needs and spiritual needs and mental needs, the food that we eat, the house that we live in, and the cars we drive, and all the things that we have in our lives is all from you, and we thank you for that. Thank you again for all the blessings that you gave us through your Son Jesus Christ, because of him who came to die for us and rose again from the dead, so that we could become children of God and we can come to you and call you Father. We come before you with our burdens and concerns at this time, Lord. Many of us are broken in our bodies, in our spirits, and in our souls, Lord. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. And we know that, Lord, you strengthen us when we are weak. And when we go through sadness and grief, you are the comforting friend who comforts us. When we are lonely, you become our friend. And when we go through sorrows and loss, you give us comfort and peace. You are the source of true healing, Lord, and we come before you for our healing. Healing in our bodies and healing in our spirits, Lord. We lift up all those who need your healing and presence at this time, particularly the ones that we have remembered in your prayers, Lord. Especially we pray for Carol as she's continuing to recover from her fall. We pray that you strengthen her leg and her body, and above all we pray for peace and comforting presence for her, Lord. And we pray for Wayne also. Bless them as a family as they go through this difficult time, Lord. Bless them with your grace and comforting presence. We pray for Martha. She started her chemo session again. We pray for your grace upon her, Lord. Strengthen her body and comfort her with your spirit. And we pray for Rich as well. Bless them, Lord, with your presence every day. We pray for George Varghese as he's recovering. We pray for your grace that he can completely get out of the tubes and that he's doing now and can eat through the mouth. We pray that you'll bless him with your grace and healing. Above all, your peace that passeth all understanding will guard his minds and hearts in Christ Jesus. We pray for his wife who takes care of him. Bless her, Lord, with your grace. We pray for my procedure tomorrow. Bless the doctors and the nurses who do them, Lord, and bless us with your grace and peace during that time, that everything will be okay. And we know that you are there with us, even in the valley of the shadow of our grief and our death and our sadness. And bless us, Lord, to be always knowing that your presence will be there with us, Lord, as we go through these times. We pray for the Hale family as they are grieving in the death of their dear sons. We pray for your grace upon them. It's a very difficult time that they are going through, Lord. We pray that your comforting presence be with them, the presence that went to the family of Lazarus and told them that you are the resurrection and the life, that they saw the power of resurrection in their life. We pray that that same power and peace will be there in their family today as we pray, that you will comfort them with your presence and peace. We pray for all of those who are struggling with various illnesses, especially those who are in the hospice care. We pray for Eleanor Nicholson, Terry's mom. We pray that you will comfort her also with your presence. And we pray for peace for the family as they are caring for her. We pray for our nation at this time, particularly our president and the leaders of the Congress and the governors and many others who make decisions. During this election time, we pray for your special grace that we can elect the right people for leading our nation during this time, Lord. We thank you for all the blessings you gave us as a country, Lord, and help us to trust in you as we look forward to the future. We pray for the service workers who serve us every day, our military, fire, police, our trash workers and grocery clerks and delivery people, many, many others who service us every day. Help us, Lord, to be thankful for their service. At the same time, we are praying for their safety and their peace. We pray that you will comfort them and their families with your presence. Be with us today, Lord. Help us to worship you in truth and in spirit, Lord. Help us to honor your name and lift up your name in our meditation of the word, in the prayers we make and the songs we sing, Lord. All bring honor and glory to your name and blessing to your people. Help us, Lord, to do your work in this community faithfully with the opportunities that you have given us, Lord, to reach out and meet the needs of the people in this community. And we pray for the future of the church as we plan for our church conference this afternoon. Make it a blessed time that all the churches that gather there today will be blessed by your presence, Lord. We thank you again for your presence. Bless us, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray, as we pray the prayer your Son Jesus Christ taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now the ushers may come forward and take up the offering. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. Loving God, we thank you for this opportunity to bring a portion of back to you for what you have given us, Lord, as your blessing. We thank you for every day that you give us to live in this world, and thank you for all the blessings that you give us, Lord. Help us, Lord, to be faithful in giving to you in our time, in our tithes, in our witness, all the things that we do, Lord, in honor and glory to your name. We thank you for all of those who were able to give today, and pray for those who could not give today, Lord. Cover them with your love and protection every day, and bless them, Lord, and bless all of us together as we do your work in this community and around the world to be faithful witnesses for you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
As you remain standing, we will read the scripture at this time. It is taken from the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 through 34. It's on the screen if you can follow that. It's a little too small. Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 through 34. Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow? They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon, in all his splendor, was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. It's the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for the opportunity to come before your word. Bless us, Lord, with your word, which is going to be life and spirit in us, so that we can be life and spirit to this world. Lord, give us an obedient spirit that we'll obey your commandments, whatever you command us to do. We pray that you'll give us a humble spirit also, that we'll be humble before you. Lord, we illumine our souls that we can see the hidden truths behind your word and apply that in our lives. Help us, Lord, as we receive your word, that it will become a source of life through us in this world as we go from this place. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
The psalm also we read today, 121 psalm, that we read for responsive reading today, which is on page 844. If you want to turn also that with me, that talks about the provision of God, that God keeps an eye on us wherever we are, regardless of where we are. God has an eye on us. And in that psalm, the psalmist was saying that, behold, the one who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun shall not smite you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. The Lord will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. So, as we read today from Jesus, saying in Matthew chapter 6, that he says that God keeps an eye on every creation of his in this world. So why do we have to worry about our clothing, our food, when the birds of the air and the animals, that they do not worry about their clothes or their food? The Heavenly Father feeds them. And why do we have to worry about them, saying that what shall we eat, what shall we drink? But seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things. So therefore do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. The eye of God is on his people. For every need that we go through, he knows that need before we even know about it. So he will have a provision for us for everything that we need in our lives. That is what Jesus is teaching us. That is what the psalmist is also saying, that whatever need that we think is too much or too high for us, God has already known that, and he has made provisions for it. It may not be the same way as we think it, be needed or we need to be given, but God will provide some way, one way or other, to meet our needs. Because His eye is on us regardless of where we are. The Hubble telescope, you probably all know that, that is in the sky looking at the space for years now. And some astronomers describe it as a long trillion mile long tunnel of glowing gases that it is watching what is happening in the space. It's trillions of miles away that it can see. At its center of this whole view that the Hubble telescope is capturing, one of the images that came looked like an eye in the space. Or the nobody knows what it is. So what they call it, because of the shape of that picture that Hubble telescope sent from the space, they called it the eye of God, because it looks like an eye. It's called an eye of God. When I saw that, when I read that, you know, it reminds me of what the psalmist was saying, that God's eye is always watching constantly over us. And He will never slumber nor sleep. So a God who never sleeps is watching over us. Then why do we have to worry about? Especially when we go to bed. You know, a lot of us go to bed worrying about things that happen during the day and maybe worrying about tomorrow. And then we lose sleep. But if God is already awake and He's taking care of the needs, why do we have to be awake? We don't have to be. Trust in God. That's what I learned from it. God is a God who will never sleep or slumber. That is what the psalmist is saying. So in order to step in timely for help, God has constantly His eyes on us wherever we are. Only God can be a constant help because He never sleeps. We all know that we all go to sleep. When we ask, you know, we care for somebody and we are asked to watch somebody for a couple of days, we get tired and we automatically go to sleep. Regardless of how much you care for them, how much you love them, we get tired and we go to sleep. But God never gets tired, because God is God and He's almighty and all-powerful.
Yes.
He will never get tired. And that is our strength. And that is our hope, that we know that we can trust in a God who always keeps His eye on us. No matter where we are in our lives, in our situations of sickness, in our situations of grief, in our loneliness, in our troubles, situations of things that we don't know what to do with, God is always keeping an eye on us. I was reading a story about World War II. The Germans were bombing London. So every night there was bombing and people were getting panicked and they ran after. So people could not sleep several nights. And after one terrible attack, the people of London began to search through the rubble of the buildings that were bombed and looking for, you know, living or dead people so that they rescue the living ones. They found one old lady who was in her 80s quietly sleeping under her bed. She probably knew what was going on, but she didn't wake up. So they searched her and woke her up and asked her, "You didn't know what was going on around you? All your neighbors are running for life and all this bombing happened?" And they were shocked and asked her, "Mrs. Smith, how could you sleep with those bombs dropping all around?" Her answer was really very interesting. "Well," she said, "I read the Bible every day. And when I read it, it says that he who keeps Israel never slumber nor sleep. I decided there was no use in both of us staying up. So I just went to bed and I got to sleep." That's what she told them. So we don't have to worry about it, because God will never sleep, right? He will always have His eye on us. We don't have to do anything to do that. That is the most blessing that we have. Because a lot of people think that we have to please God some way to get His attention. No matter how much we can please God, our life is sinful. And our actions and our deeds are not going to be able to please God, because we are sinful people. It is only because of His grace that He keeps your eyes on you, not because of what you are doing, good or bad. You know, sometimes we feel guilty, that is good, and we, you know, repent on our sins. But even when we sin, His eyes are not taken off from us. So you don't have to do anything to earn that. It is because of His grace. One of the TV shows that I saw, a TV preacher was saying that, if you know, how to activate God's safety and protection. Then I thought about it a little bit, and he, you know, later on the lead of that statement was towards buying his book. So buy my book, and in it you will find how to activate God's safety and protection. And I thought about, is it something like you call an 800 number like a credit card and then activate your card? So what was he's talking about? You don't do that. You don't have to call anybody or any 800 number to activate God's grace. It's always available there, and we don't have to do anything. All you need is to accept and receive it. As long as you receive it, God's grace is always available there. So God's grace covers every creature in this world. And it may be because the psalmist says that it's a reminder of an eternal eye that constantly watches over you and me. God keeps a watchful eye on you and me regardless of where we are. And also the good thing about God's eye is that He doesn't need a vision check. And we all get our vision checked. And we were talking about that yesterday. As we get older, our eyes go down. Our eyesight go down. And then many of us are getting treatments for our eyes, like, you know, we were talking about yesterday. You know, some of them don't even have treatments, I found out. So I'm not there yet. You have to go to that. But our eyesight can go down as we go older. But God's eyesight never has to get an eye check any time. Isn't that great? And He can see 20/20 all the time. And He can see through us and in us every day. God's eye never get tired. So I was reading a devotional recently in the upper room about a lady who wrote that whole article of the devotional by the movement of her eye. Because he was paralyzed from neck down and cannot move. And she has that written, that devotion says like this: 13 years ago, I suffered a severe stroke, and I was only 52 and in good health. The brainstem stroke left me totally paralyzed from neck down, without the ability to talk or eat. Within 2 minutes, my life had changed. I spent the next year trying to regain some of what I had lost. But with God watching over me, I went from a drooling, motionless person unable to breathe without oxygen to someone now able to breathe and on her own, breathe on her own and to move her head. After years of hard work, I am able to now watch TV, and I can move my wheelchair with the movement of my neck. That's how she is moving around with her wheelchair. And God provided me for a function to gain independence gradually. Every letter and word of this story that I have written, I wrote with the use of my eyes. So the movement of her eyes, there's some kind of a language that they figured out for people like that, that you can write with the movement of your eyes. And I was really surprised to read that 2 pages that she wrote with the movement of their eyes. So she was saying that even in her situation, even when we are in situations like we cannot speak or move, God knows our thoughts and our prayers. God is watching over us, knows what we need. It may be another person or even a machine that God sends our way to help us express our thoughts. So you never know how God is going to provide.
Amen.
You just trust in Him. He is always there to meet our every need. David says that in Psalm 139, that your eyes saw my unformed body. While I was in mother's womb, you saw me. And you created my innermost being. And you knit me together in my mother's womb. And He, the one who knit us together in our mother's womb, is still with us as we grow older. We go through life situations. God's eye will not only see us, but will also communicate for us. It will write letters for us. It will send phone calls for us. It will do all kinds of things for us because God's eye is on us. A preacher by name Chuck Swindoll says like this, the beautiful thing about this is that our faith is that we can count on God, that he will never lead us astray. He will only lead us in the right paths. And not only that, his eyes will preserve life. In the Psalm 21, as we read today, the Lord keeps you from all harm and watches over your life. The Lord keeps your watch over you as you come in and also as you go out. What a wonderful promise that is. It is a truth that being a Christian does not mean have a trouble-free journey. We can get in trouble, but it means that there is someone keeping an eye on you in our journey, because Jesus is with us in our journey. God's eye is also on you and me. God's eye saw many people in their difficult times, as we read the Bible. Elijah, the prophet, was in the desert to give up his life, and he wanted to take his own life, and God's eye saw him. And then we saw Hagar with her baby in the desert, in the wilderness, to kill her baby and to have her life also taken away. And God saw her and then met her needs. We saw Jonah running away from God and under the depth of the sea. Even there, God's eye saw him. And then he was taken out from that desperate situation. And you know the presence of those people in the furnace, the three young boys who were put in the furnace. And God's eye was on them. And when Daniel was in the lion's den, God's eye was on him. And in that case, we can see all of those great saints that have gone before us have experienced the presence of God in their situations. How much more God will give us his presence when we go through life situations. He will never take his eyes off from us. So let us be comforted by the promise that his eyes will never get tired, and his eyes will be always on us, no matter where we are. So as we go from this place, let us be comforted by the fact that God's eyes will follow you wherever you go. In 1904, a songwriter, Sylvia Martin, went to visit a bedridden friend in hospital in New York. And she asked her, the woman in the hospital, that if she ever got discouraged because of her physical condition. She has been in the hospital for so long. And her friend responded, "Miss Martin, how can I be discouraged when my Heavenly Father watches over each little sparrow and I know he loves and cares for me?" And on her journey back, she was struck by that response from that lady who was in the hospital. And that's how she came home and wrote the song, "His Eyes on the Sparrow," which has since been a very comforting source for many, many people. And it says like this, "Whenever I am tempted, whenever clouds arise, when songs give place to sighing, when hope within me dies, I draw closer to him. From care he sets me free. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me." God cares for even the little birds that we don't really consider that much. But God cares for them as well. How much more would he care for us? So go in the knowledge that God is there going to be with us, regardless of where we are. May the good Lord bless us with these words as we go from this place. Amen.
Amen.
The closing hymn is 397, "I Need Thee Every Hour." If you are able, please stand. You'll sing verses 1 and 5, first and the last.
I need thee every hour, most gracious Lord. No tender voice like thine can peace afford. I need thee, oh, I need thee, every hour I need. I come.
Christ. I need thee every hour, most holy one. Oh, make me thine indeed, thou blessed son. I need thee, oh, I need. People of God know that God is in control and His eyes are always on each one of us as we go through life situations. Remember God's faithfulness in the past and know that He will not fail us in the future. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.